What's up, everyone? Welcome to our 41st episode of Buzzer Beaters. I'm Eddie Aparicio, and this is my co-host, Anthony Tuan Corral. Buzzer Beaters is a podcast that's dedicated to basketball with an emphasis on the NBA. Now, normally, we would be talking about the NBA this week, but we all know right now it's NCAA tourney time, right? So that means bracket mania, right? We're going to do bracket together live, right? And
all right.
With a little wrinkle on this thing, but before I do that, let me go ahead and tell you, we are live, and we are live here for a reason, because we want to get your feedback, we want to get your input, we want to get your questions. We're here every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here at any of the podcast outlets you can think of. We're actually hosted by GremlinsMedia.com. That's who owns us. That's, we're a property of GremlinsMedia.com. But you can find us on Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, X, Pandora, you name it, any podcast outlet you can think of. We're there. So just go ahead and chime in. We'd love to get your comments and questions. But again, we're here doing it's tournament time. So what we're doing here this week, we're going to do something different, right? What we're going to do, I know a lot of you are probably scrambling to get your brackets done. Well, I have a bracket that's done. Tuan has a bracket that's done. Yes. And what we're going to do here is we're going to do a bracket live, all right? We're going to go ahead and show you our picks. But the way we're going to do it is Tuan and I did independent brackets, right? So once we have a discrepancy, we're going to go ahead and go to the school, for instance. Let's go ahead and pick out Auburn, for instance, and who else they're playing. If he picks somebody else other than Auburn, which I don't think he did, but whenever we have a dispute, we're going to go ahead and think back to the best player from that school that's in the NBA. In Auburn's case, it's Charles Barkley, right? And then when there's a dispute, like he wanted to pick another team, he's going to pick the best player from that school, and then we're going to match up who's the better player between Charles Barkley and the other player that Tuan has, right? Just as an example, right? And then whoever we think is the best one, that's going to be our selection for the team, for the bracket. Yeah. So we're doing it live, right? But when we have consistent picks, we're just going to go ahead and put them on there, right? But it's only discrepant picks are we going to go ahead and do this kind of wrinkle where we have the best player from each of the schools. And we went ahead and researched all 64 teams. We have come up with a list of players, the best players that we thought from each of these schools. Some of them have no players at all, right? No players are in the NBA, a la UC San Diego, which is a team that I actually covered. They don't have anybody in the NBA, but there's others as well that don't have any, and we're going to go through that. So, Tuan, anyway, before we get into it, man, what's going on, man? How you been? I've been good.
Over the weekend, I helped my daughter move. She's coming back home for a bit. She's in between. She was living down in Southern California. I'm in Northern California. And so she's coming back up, which is good. It's good to have her home.
Really?
For a little
she's
bit.
Coming back for like
for a little bit for the summer, you know, into early next year. And she's got some other plans, but you know, it's just a short period of time. But you know, good to have her home, and so excited about that. Other than that, you know, just been working. You know, the whole weekend was consumed with driving down to SoCal. So anyone who knows that's about a five and a half hour drive, which is a pain in the butt. I hate it.
Yeah, it is.
But went down
there.
Yeah,
because my daughter's in L.A. too, so I know the drive well, and I've gotten used to it. You know, it's not that bad for me, and I have to stop because I have an electric car, so I have to charge, you know, at least once.
Kettleman City, yeah.
Do you have to fill up another gas before you get down there, or can you?
Car, I usually do. We usually have to fill up at least once, but also just interesting to note, there's a new burger joint down in Southern California called Marathon Burger. I guess it's been created by the relatives of Nipsey Hussle. He's a rapper that passed away a couple of years ago, and so my daughter went to go try it out, and she's looking, and she calls me. She goes, "Dad, Russell Westbrook's here.
No way.
Yeah. And you know they're playing the Lakers tonight, and." You know, he was there yesterday just enjoying a burger and hanging out. So I thought that was kind of crazy. So
that is cool. And speaking of Russell Westbrook, I mean, he was like Russell Westbrook of like 10 years ago against the Warriors nights ago, right?
Yes, he was.
Where the undermanned Denver Nuggets beat the Warriors when the Warriors had a 7-game winning streak, right? And Russell Westbrook actually played pretty well, I mean, in that game. And he's just a fiery guy. I've always liked his fiery competitive edge about him, man. He hustles on every play. That's what you want. You want a player that hustles, and he's that guy. He just brings that fire, which
you know. And to that point, it's rare to have a player that plays that hard, play for this long. And he's 36 years. He's 36 years old, man. He's not a young buck, and he goes as hard today as he did day one. And
correct.
He may not be as fast, but he goes hard.
He's still very athletic, though. And the thing is, what's interesting, the way, as we were watching the game the other night, interesting tidbit, I didn't know that he still is a points leader above Steph Curry. You would think that Steph Curry has more points than Russell Westbrook in his career.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook actually has more, which is interesting, right?
Yeah, and my guess would be he's ahead on rebounds and assists, too.
Probably, yeah. And yet, but he's never really talked about as one of the greatest, right? And he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He is going to be a Hall of Famer.
He will be a Hall of Famer. I agree.
He will be a Hall of Famer just because it's the most the triple doubles in history. Yep. But it's going to be passed by Jokic at some point. Yeah. Assuming that
to tie it in, a UCLA Bruin, just to tie it into our March Madness bracket. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how about you? How was your week? How's everything gone for you?
Dude, it's been good, man. You know, just getting ready for this trip. You know, we do this trip, and you're going to come, like you said, before we got on this podcast. You're coming next year, dude. It's a done deal. And you're going to love it. It's fun, man. So the only thing is that, you know, there's a few nights of partying, and sometimes, you know, you just have to kind of watch yourself a little bit, right? But other than that, it's a fun time. We're just in the casinos kind of doing, you know, bets if you want to, or just watch the games. It's exciting, man.
When people
watching the game together, and it's exciting. And, you know, of course, the food, there's one of the great, there's like a big buffet at Atlantis that we go to every, the first night that we get there, right? So we're not going to do it tonight because I'm not going to get there until about 11 p.m. tonight or 10:30. And then we're going to go tomorrow. But, you know, there's a lot of good eats around there, too. It's decent food, right? So the only thing is it's freezing right now. It's like 47 degrees.
Yeah, well, you know, we're still kind of in the tails of winter, so.
Yeah, exactly, man. But other than
global warming throws everything off, and we don't want to get into that.
Yeah, totally. Okay. But other than that, all good, man. I just, you know, just work and you know, preparing for the podcast. And then, of course, getting ready for Reno. And, of course, you know, being a husband and all that, right? We're doing a lot of different things every day, right?
A lot of hats, man.
So, yeah. But anyway, dude, let's get into it, bro. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and do a bracket live, all right? Now, as we mentioned, we're going to go ahead and put our picks based on what we did independently in our brackets, right? So maybe, Twan, if you can go ahead and show the bracket that you had for, I think we're going to use ESPN. It's a blank bracket, right?
Yep.
We're going to go to the South bracket first.
All right, the South bracket right here.
Yeah, so that's going to be the top one on the
list. Do you want to make it a little bigger?
Yeah, see if you can blow up, just go to the South bracket. See if you can do that. If there's a way that you can, so it's not so much of an eye chart, if you can. If not, then let's see if you can. You can probably do it. I mean, there's a zoom in and zoom out. Yeah, you can keep going another one until you get to a bigger size.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah.
There it is. It's Windows Key M Plus. There we go. More?
Keep going a little more. Yeah. And then see if you can scroll a little bit more so you only show the South bracket.
Yep.
Keep going. Maybe one more. You can probably
hold
go.
Hold on. One more. All right.
And then, perfect. And then you can see if you scroll over if you can.
No, I'm as far left as I can be.
Okay, cool. All right. So in your bracket, of course, you picked. Who'd you pick out of Auburn and Alabama State?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to have a problem here because hold on. Give me a second.
All right. No problem.
Technical difficulties.
We'll get it, man. We'll get it.
We'll get there. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. I had Auburn.
Okay. I had Auburn, too. Now, Auburn was the South bracket is the bracket that I did some research on. And just for future reference, right, the best player that we picked out of Auburn that I had, the three guys that I had as candidates for the best player out of Auburn were, one, Charles Barkley, number two, Chuck Person. I don't know if you remember him.
A rifleman.
Yep. And then Chuma Okeke, who's a current player in the NBA today, right?
Okay.
Those are the only three that I thought were worthwhile. But, of course, Charles Barkley is probably the best out of Auburn. So, for future conflicts, if we have one between Auburn and another team, Charles Barkley is who you're going to have to beat, right?
That's a good player.
That's a good player to choose, right? All right, so let's go to the next one. So you have Louisville and Creighton. Okay, who did you pick?
I took Creighton.
I took Louisville.
All right.
All right, man. So
here we go.
This is going to be our first dispute. So for Louisville, best players in the history of Louisville, we have Wes Unseld, right? Going to be a tough one to beat there, man.
Good player.
Clifford Rozier. Remember Clifford Rozier of the Warriors?
Yes, I remember Clifford Rozier.
Felton Spencer was another one who played on the Warriors, too.
Felton Spencer for Louisville.
Yeah, another one that was from Louisville. Okay, the Creighton guys, the two guys that we have are Kyle Korver and Doug McDermott. Now, none of them have the shot of beating Wes Unseld, really.
No, they don't.
Being a better player. Wes Unseld's a Hall of Famer.
Yep. And so, we had him as the best player in Bullets history.
Correct.
So we got to go Louisville.
We got to go Louisville. All right, next team, Michigan, UC San Diego. Who did you pick?
I picked UC San Diego.
So did I.
All right.
No way. I did too.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good pick. So what's interesting, though, we don't have to worry about it, though, but Michigan, it was Chris Webber. Chris Webber is the guy who I selected. And, of course, the other guys were Jordan Poole, Glenn Rice, Jamal Crawford, and UC San Diego had nobody.
So, right? Course correct me. Kawhi Leonard was San Diego State?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, but they're out.
He was an Aztec, right? So, yep, correct. I remember.
Okay. Correct.
All right.
We won't have to worry about that, but it's coming up soon, man. All right, so let's go to the next one. So we have Texas A&M and Yale.
I took Yale.
You took Yale?
I did take Yale.
Oh, crap. Okay, I took Texas A&M. All right. So here's going to be another dispute, right? So, Texas A&M.
I don't know who came out of Yale, bro.
I'll tell you who it is, man. So out of Yale, there's only one guy. Do you remember Chris Dudley?
Yes, I remember Chris Dudley.
Chris Dudley is the only guy.
Yeah, I remember Chris Dudley, yes.
Couldn't shoot free throws with the squat. Like, we're talking like 40%, right? And maybe even worse.
Big man. He was a center.
Yes.
I remember him.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, okay, Texas A&M. Here are the candidates. We have Chris Middleton. All right? That's already a problem for Chris Dudley.
That's already a problem.
DeAndre Jordan. We have Alex Caruso. Yes. All three of those guys are a problem for Chris Dudley. Yes. So our combined bracket is going to have Texas A&M as the selection.
Yes, they will.
All right. Next one. We got Ole Miss versus North Carolina. Now, this is a plan. You know, no one thought that – I mean, a lot of people thought Carolina was just kind of like – it was kind of a fix that he was there, because I guess the athletic director gets some kind of a bonus if he gets – you know, if his team gets to the brackets or gets into the tournament. And – and he's also the chairman of the selection committee.
Yeah, so that's a little questionable
there, right?
That's a little questionable.
It is a little questionable. So, but you know, interestingly enough, they just blew out San Diego State, right? They blew them out, and so UNC is now going to be playing against Ole Miss. Now, UNC beat the previously aforementioned San Diego State that you mentioned with Kawhi Leonard. Now, of course, you know, Kawhi Leonard versus anybody else from Ole Miss, Kawhi Leonard would probably be the winner. But now we have UNC in this thing, and, you know, let me ask you this. Who did you pick between these did you pick Ole Miss?
I took Ole Miss.
You know, and so did I. So we don't have to worry about it.
Well, I mean,
Jordan would have been the guy.
We already know. I don't know who went to Ole Miss, but I know he's not beating the North Carolina guy.
Terrence Davis is the guy that's from Ole Miss that played in the NBA, okay? So Terrence Davis would be the guy. He's the guy that we're going to have to use for future, you know, disputes here. But, you know, the UNC, since we didn't pick him, they're not going to go ahead and we're not going to put him in the bracket. But the best players out of UNC in history, of course, Michael Jordan, okay? We have Sam Perkins. We have James Worthy. We have Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter, Rasheed Wallace, Bob McAdoo, Walter Davis, Kenny Smith, Harrison Barnes. Now, pretty much all
of those Brad guys, Doherty? No Brad Doherty?
I didn't put Brad Doherty because I mean, he's good. I didn't put him in there, right? But I mean, that goes to show you, man. I mean, these guys, I mean, Jordan, Perkins, Worthy, you know, Carter's probably a future Hall of Famer. Bob McAdoo is. Walter Davis is. I mean, that's a who's who of the Hall of Fame right there, man.
That's so a factor.
We don't have to worry about that, right? Okay, so Ole Miss is our decision. All right, so now we go to Iowa State and Lipscomb. Now, who did you pick?
Let's see. I took Iowa State.
So did I. All right. Okay. So we don't have to worry about that. Now, the guy who came out of Lipscomb, there's a guy in the NBA that's currently in the NBA today, is Garrison Matthews. He plays for the Atlanta Hawks. Okay. He's kind of a tatted up guy who can shoot. He's a good shooter guy, shooting guy. Iowa State. Okay, the guys that we had candidates for, we have Jeff Hornacek. He's a former Iowa State Cyclone. Then we have Tyrese Halliburton. Right.
Yeah.
Monty Morris.
Okay.
Fred Hoiberg.
For Fred Hoiberg, I remember.
Fred Hoiberg, and then Victor Alexander. Remember him from the Warriors?
Big Vic,
right? So yeah. The guy that I selected out of everybody here to represent Iowa State, in case we have the dispute down the line, is Tyrese Halliburton. I think and I looked at it. It was close between him and Jeff Hornacek, but Tyrese Halliburton has been in the All-Star games more than Jeff Hornacek has. All right, he hasn't been maybe as many playoff games yet, but it's coming. I mean, yeah. Tyrese Halliburton's a player, man. So, okay. All right. So we have Iowa State. Okay, now we go to Marquette New Mexico.
Hold on. This is wreaking havoc with me. Hold on. I'm going to have to readjust this. Give me one second, Eddie.
Yeah, no worries. Do your thing, man. So we got, Marquette and New Mexico. So
I took New Mexico.
Oh, I took Marquette.
All right.
All right, so here's another dispute. Okay.
Okay.
So here are the guys. Okay, for Marquette, we have Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Maurice Lucas.
Yes.
Wesley Matthews and Sam Hauser. Yes. And out of those guys, the guy I picked was Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, New Mexico. We have Reggie Theus. Remember old school Reggie Theus?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I remember.
He's one. And then Pascal
Siakam. Played for the Kings for a while.
A long time ago, yes.
Yep.
I think they were the Kansas City Kings at the time, man.
They might have been, but yeah, I remember him playing. When they used to use their names at the bottom of the jersey, not at the top. Their last name.
Yes. Yes, good call, man. Good call. Okay, and the other guy that I have from New Mexico is Pascal Siakam. All right?
Okay.
So out of those two guys for New Mexico, I have representing is Pascal Siakam. So it comes down between who's the better player between Dwayne Wade and Pascal Siakam.
Well, I mean, it's got to be Dwayne Wade.
Right. Yeah. So Marquette is our choice, man.
All right. Here we go.
You got everything all figured out?
Yep. I'm all good now.
Okay, now we're going to the Midwest. Actually, not Midwest bracket. We're going to your bracket, the one right.
Oh, we got one more game. One more. Michigan State and Bryant.
Oh, sorry. I missed it. Yeah. Okay, so Michigan State. Who did you pick, Michigan State or Bryant?
I took Michigan State.
I did too. So the players that came out of Michigan State are Magic Johnson, Draymond Green, Zach Randolph, Jason Richardson, and Kevin Willis. And the guy that I picked.
Kevin Willis, T-Rex.
Yeah, exactly. Little short arms. Anyway, so I have Magic Johnson as the guy to represent Michigan State anytime we have a dispute down the line, right?
Yes.
So now
yes.
we're going to your bracket, man. Now you're going to go ahead and do the West bracket now.
The West. All right, so I'm going down to the West. All right, here we go. The West. All right, making sure I got all my players here called out. All right, the first game in the West, or the first one we have seated here, is the number one Florida Gators versus the Norfolk, whatever the heck they are. The Norfolk State, whatever the heck they are.
Yep.
And, Eddie, who'd you take in this bracket?
I took Florida.
You took Florida. I did as well, so we're going to mark Florida. So for Florida, we had quite a bit of people to pick from.
Okay.
We had players like Al Horford is from Florida. Yep. Joaquin Noah is from Florida. Corey Brewer is from Florida. Chandler Parsons is from Florida. Bradley Beal is from Florida. Udonis Haslem is from Florida. Mike Miller is from Florida. And a player by the name of Neil Walk. Was from Florida as well.
You're missing one player, bro.
Who am I missing?
White Chocolate.
Oh, you're right. White Chocolate.
White Chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. How can I forget Jason Williams?
Exactly.
Yes, good call. Yes, I didn't have him on here. But that I took, it was a little tight for me between Joaquin Noah and Al Horford because, I mean, Joaquin Noah is not remembered very well, but he did win a Defensive Player of the Year. And he was a pretty good player in his prime. It was between him and Al Horford, and I went with Al Horford. He's a champion, which Joaquin Noah I don't believe ever was. So I went Al Horford.
You went Al Horford. And, you know, interesting a little trivia thing about the Joakim. They call him Joakim.
Joakim, you're right, yeah.
Because you know, how it looks, you know, us Latinos, we say Joaquin, right?
Yeah, Joaquin. That's what I'm
going
to say.
Yeah. So, but anyway, he's the son of a former tennis player, Yannick Noah. I don't know if you knew
that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the son of a so his mom is like a supermodel back in the day, and his dad was a former pro tennis player, Yannick Noah. So
nice.
Just bring that up. All right, man. So we go to the next one.
All right, next we got the 8-9 matchup, the UConn Huskies against the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yep.
I went. Who'd you go ahead and take, Eddie?
I took UConn.
I took UConn as well. So we've got no beef there. But just for the players, UConn also had a bevy of guys come out of UConn. We had Rip Hamilton from the great Detroit Piston era. We had Ray Allen. We have Kemba Walker. We have Caron Butler. We have Andre Drummond. We have old Portland Trailblazer Cliff Robinson. We got Rudy Gay, who was in the league for like 1,000 years. We got Ben Gordon. We got Emeka Okafor. And we've got our beloved Donyell Marshall.
Man, there's a lot of players that came out of that school, man.
Yes, there's quite a bit of players. And from that list, I went ahead and went with Ray Allen. I thought he was the best, all-time champion.
Because he was on our previously mentioned Mount Rushmore for shooting guards that we did last week, right?
Correct. But I did enjoy coming across some of these older names like Ben Gordon. I had kind of forgotten about Ben Gordon. Yep. You know, Kemba Walker, is he still in the league?
No, he's out now. He hasn't played, I think, in a couple
of
years.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of years there where he was the man. But and then for Oklahoma, had quite a little list there as well. We had Blake Griffin, Trey Young, Buddy Hield. For those that remember from Sacramento days, Wayman Tisdale. We had old Mookie Blaylock, Stacey King, who played with Jordan, Hollis Price, the old Maverick Eduardo Nájera. Horace Grant's brother, Harvey Grant, an assistant coach who's on the Warriors now, Terry Stotts, and an old Warriors player by the name of Clifford Ray. That was out of Oklahoma.
Old school Clifford Ray.
Old school Clifford Ray.
Man, all right.
Yep. And for that list, I went ahead and went with Blake Griffin.
But we don't have to worry about it now because
we don't have to worry.
It's done.
Yeah, we took UConn.
We're done, right? All so right. We have Ray Allen right now as a representative for UConn in case we need it later.
Correct.
Now we go to Memphis, Colorado
State. Yes, we have Memphis, Colorado. Who did you pick on that one, Eddie?
I picked Colorado State.
Oh, okay. We've got a battle here now.
All
right. So let's go through the players and let's see who gets it. All right. For Memphis, the list is as follows. Derrick Rose, Penny Hardaway, Lorenzen Wright, Tyreke Evans. For those that know, Vincent Askew, DeJuan Wagner, Precious Akiawa, who's playing today.
Precious Achiuwa.
James Wiseman and Lester Quiñones. That's our list out of Memphis. And the player that I took, who I think, you know, MVP, the whole nine, I think it was a little tight between Penny and Derrick Rose, but I went with Derrick Rose.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good choice because he was an MVP. So
he was an MVP. And Penny never was. And Penny had a career hampered with some injuries, and he was a little – it wasn't as clean as he would have liked. And then – for our Colorado State, we have less players that probably I don't even know. We had Pat Durham, Bob Rule, David Roddy, Jason Smith, Gian Clavel, and Stanton Kidd. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know any of those players.
I don't know any of them either, man. So we're moving on. Memphis is the choice.
We've got an unknown Pat Durham versus MVP Derrick Rose.
Yep, exactly. We're done, man. Memphis is the pick.
Memphis is the pick. All right, here we go. Moving on. Next, we've got the 4 versus the 13. We've got Maryland versus Grand Canyon. Who'd you take here, Eddie?
I took Maryland.
All right, I took Maryland as well, so easy pick. For our players, a little flash from the past, Buck Williams went to Maryland, and I do want to mention this. He never played in the NBA. Sad story for those who know, Len Bias went to Maryland.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, so I put him on my list. Stevie Franchise, Steve Francis went there. Yep, old player Gene Shu went there. John Lucas, Walt Williams, the guy who cost us Kevin Garnett, Joe Smith went to Maryland. Bernard King's brother, Albert King, went to Memphis.
Oh my God.
Brad Davis, tough guy Steve Blake. I don't know if you know that, but he's a tough dude. Steve Blake went to Maryland, and Chris Wilcox. And the player that I went with for Maryland was Buck Williams.
That's a good pick. Good pick.
Yep.
Pick.
And then for Grand Canyon, man, Tyon Grant Foster, Horacio Lamas, and Bayard Forrest, none of which I remember.
Are these like G Leaguers or what, man?
I don't think they're anything Leaguers.
Oh, okay. Maybe a practice squad guy? I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Before we go to Missouri Drake, I want to interject something that I intended to say in the very beginning is that, you know, Tuan and I, we're basketball guys, right?
We are.
We are NBA-focused guys, but we do know a little bit about NCAA. But the thing is that in order to know all of these teams, we pretty much have to be dedicated 100% of our job and time in just knowing all of these teams inside and out. So a lot of people who pick for these tournaments, they have different ways of picking teams. A lot of guys just pick the highest seeded team, and this away we go, right?
Yep.
This is supposed to be one of the stronger number one seed for all conferences that we've seen in quite some time. So it's very highly likely that all the number one seeds are going to go. But some people also pick based on, you know, what they know, because some of you out there probably have gone to like a North Carolina or have gone to like, you know, a Duke, you know, or have gone to, you know, Kentucky, all these kind of blue blood kind of schools. And when you're part of that, you got to kind of follow all the other competitors that are in those conferences, right? So you kind of know a little bit about those conferences, but you may not know about the overall NCAA. And it's really hard to keep track of all this. I think only the guys that get paid to do this 100% of their time, mainly the guys that you follow on any of the sports networks, they're getting paid to follow all this stuff. So they have to know it and break it down. Yep. We don't have that luxury.
We yep,
can't
we don't.
Break it down to that point. So that's why we come up with this gimmicky way of figuring this, you know, come up with our own little system of how we're going to pick for the brackets. This is why we're sharing this with you, because this is another way of doing it, right?
Yep.
So that's why I wanted to go ahead and share that before we get
into the next. And by the way, if it works, this is patent pending. You guys aren't allowed to.
Yeah, exactly.
So, just let
me all know. And you're going to see our brackets on ESPN.com. It's going to be called the Cisco Kids, all right?
Yep.
So you're going to see our bracket there, and we'll see how we do. All right, man, let's go to the next one. We got Missouri and Drake.
The next one, we've got number 6 Missouri against number 11 Drake. All right, Eddie, who'd you take here?
I took Missouri.
I took Drake.
Oh!
All right.
You're going to lose, bro.
Oh, of course I'm going to lose.
Okay, just say him anyway. Just say all the guys.
Well, I mean, all right, so for Missouri, we've got Anthony Peeler.
Yeah.
Larry Drew, Keon Dooling, Kareem Rush. Those were the main players that I knew. Am I leaving somebody out for Missouri?
What's his name? Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder? Oh, that's right. Okay, Jay Crowder. All right. Well, I went with Anthony Peeler.
Man, I think Larry Drew's a better player, man. That's the guy who played the Hawks. He's the guy that played the Hawks years ago, right?
Yeah.
He's a better player.
All right.
You pick who you want, man.
All right. Yep. I went with Anthony Peeler.
Okay.
And so for Drake, Lewis Lloyd, which I don't even think.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. He played for the Warriors. He got drafted by the Warriors.
That was a long time ago, bro.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. That was in the 80s.
Yeah, I forgot him. I didn't even remember him, but that's who I got for them. So Lewis Lloyd versus Anthony Peeler. Who we got?
It's Peeler. Even if it's Larry Drew, it's Missouri, dude.
Winner. All right. Next, we got Texas Tech against UNC Wilmington.
Yep.
Who did you take here, Eddie?
I took Texas Tech.
I did as well.
Okay.
All right. So
we don't have to worry about UNC Wilmington unless there's like a lot of players. But you can go ahead and just name off who you picked for Texas Tech.
Yeah, for Texas Tech, Tony Batai.
Tony Batai,
Jarrett Culver, Andre Emmett, and Darvin Ham. Those were the players that I had. And I picked Tony Batai as the player.
Okay. All right. Cool. I like it.
UNC Wilmington. Did I even get anybody for UNC Wilmington?
You may not.
Brett Blizzard.
Oh, dude. Okay. Texas the winner, dude. Move on.
All right. Next, we've got Kansas against Arkansas. The Jayhawks against the Razorbacks.
I took Kansas.
I took Kansas as well.
Okay. We don't have to worry about it. Just name who you picked. Who's the guy representing them?
For Kansas, they had quite the list, Eddie.
They have quite the list.
Danny Manning.
Yep.
Paul Pierce.
Yep.
JoJo White. Wilt Chamberlain. Nick Collison. Kirk Heinrich and Joel Embiid.
Oh, dude, it's a winner. You already knew who was going to be picked, man.
Yeah, well, I picked. I went with Wilt.
Of course.
I went with Wilt. And then for Arkansas, this is actually an interesting matchup. But Arkansas has quite a bit of players. We have Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Sidney Moncrief. Joe Johnson. Glenn Rice. Mike Conley, one of my favorite players ever.
Wait, Glenn Rice? I think Glenn Rice went to Michigan, man.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he went to Michigan.
Okay. Did I mess this up?
Yeah, he might have transferred. I don't know. He might have transferred from Arkansas to Michigan. I don't know, but I know he went to Michigan.
Okay. Well, then I might have messed up this list somehow. Corliss Williamson?
Corliss Williamson went there for sure.
Moses Moody?
Yep.
Joe Barry Carroll?
Joe Barry Carroll went to Purdue.
Okay, then I got this list messed up. My apologies.
No worries, man.
So I'm going to go with Scottie Pippen.
Okay, perfect. Yep. But Scottie Pippen would have lost to Wilt, so Wilt's a better player, more accomplished.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Scottie Pippen is a considerable competitor, but not to that level. All right, now the last matchup for the
West. The St. John's, I don't know what they're called. They used to be called the Redmen. I think they're Red Storm now or something.
Yeah, I think so.
St. John's versus Omaha.
Okay.
Who did you take?
I took St. John's.
I took St. John's as well.
Okay.
That was fun looking up St. John's because I knew who I was going to pick before I even looked it up.
Chris Mullin.
Of course. That's who I picked. That's the guy. But they also had Walter Berry, Mark Jackson, Malik Seeley, and a little center that played with Michael Jordan, Bill Wennington.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And then number for Omaha, we had player Dean Thompson, if you remember him. Or you might remember Eric Pajkowski.
Yep, I remember him.
Yeah.
I
went with Dean Thompson.
Okay.
All right. Now where are we going? We're going
now,
up.
We're going to continue with yours, man. So you go to East.
All right, let me set myself up here. All right. Now we've got Duke versus Mount St. Mary's.
Okay.
Who'd you take, Eddie?
Of course, Duke.
Of course, Duke.
Duke.
Yep. All right. This is quite the long list. Let's see. Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, Grant Hill, Zion Williamson, Marvin Bagley, Sheldon Williams, J.J. Redick, Chris Duhon, Jay Williams, Carlos Boozer, Elton Brand, Brandon Ingram, Luol Deng, and Pablo Banchero. That was the list out of Duke. Quite a list. Yes.
Did you pick Carlos Boozer in there, too?
I did. I did mention Carlos Boozer.
You did. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Quite the list.
Christian Laettner? Did you say Christian Laettner?
I didn't put Christian Laettner in here because
He wasn't a great NBA player, but he's probably considered one of the best players coming out of
he is probably considered one of the best. I didn't put Bobby Hurley on here either.
Okay.
But I went with Kyrie Irving.
That's a good pick, man.
It was kind of between him and Grant Hill.
It's Kyrie Irving. I would have picked Kyrie Irving myself. Yeah. So,
all right. Yeah, and then I didn't pick Mount St. Mary's because at the time I was doing it, it was between American and Mount St. Mary's. It wasn't decided yet.
Right.
So I just didn't do it. So I didn't pick a player for either one.
Okay.
All right.
No worries, man. Move on. We'll go to the next
one. All right. We've got number 8, Mississippi State against number 9, Baylor.
Okay.
Who would you pick, Eddie?
I picked Baylor.
I picked Baylor as well.
All right.
Here we go. 8 and 9. For Mississippi, we had Chris Jackson. He went to Michigan, right?
Chris Jackson?
I'm sorry. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
No, he went to LSU.
LSU. See? I got something wrong here.
Yeah.
And then I got Al Jefferson and Sam Lacy.
Okay.
In that case, I'm going to go with Al Jefferson.
This is for Baylor, though, right?
No, Mississippi.
Mississippi State.
Yes.
You know what?
Mississippi.
Oh, you know who Mississippi State, you know who went there? Was Eric Dampier.
Okay.
Remember him?
So I'll switch that out.
No worries.
It doesn't matter, I guess, at this point.
It doesn't matter. We picked Baylor. It's all right, man.
And then for Baylor, I had Vinny Johnson, David Wesley, Terry Teagle, Torian Prince, Davion Mitchell, Eves Missy, and Keontae George.
You also have Epe Udo.
Epe Udo. I forgot about Epe. I picked the microwave, Vinny Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Good pick. Yeah. All right, so Baylor's being represented by Vinny Johnson. All right, we've got to the next one,
Oregon and Liberty. Who'd you go with?
I picked Oregon.
And I picked Liberty.
You did not.
I did pick Liberty.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I went with Liberty.
All right. Let me ask you. Who came out of Liberty first? Let's ask. It's going to be a short list. anybody.
A guy by the name of Darius McGee.
Oh, my God. Is that it?
I mean, Jesse Sanders and Scotty James. Those were the three names I came up with.
Oh, man. They're hurting already. All right.
Yeah, they're not.
Okay, so give us Oregon. Oregon's going to win it. Oregon's going to be the in our process, they're going to have a better player than those guys. So go for it. Who do you have?
So we have Peyton Pritchard.
Yep.
Aaron Brooks. Luke Ridnour.
Dylan Brooks, too.
Yeah, I was getting there. Yep, Dylan Brooks. Terrell Brandon.
Yep.
Luke Jackson. Chris Boucher. Jordan Bell. And for us Warrior fans, the ever-loving Jim Barnett.
Absolutely, man. Good
call. And I went with Peyton Pritchard.
Okay. So Peyton Pritchard, Oregon wins. They're moving on. All right.
Yep. All right. Next, we've got Arizona versus Akron.
I picked Arizona.
I picked Arizona as well. All right.
Okay.
For Arizona, pretty good list here as well. Sean Elliott, Mike Bibby, Andre Iguodala, Gilbert Arenas, Steve Kerr, Richard Jefferson, and Aaron Gordon. And I went with Sean Elliott.
Ooh. All right. Okay, Sean Elliott. Yeah. All right.
I left off players like Tom Tolbert. There was a couple of other players we could have added, but
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he's on here. I mentioned
he's
him.
He's on there? Okay.
Yeah, I mentioned him. And then for Akron, hold on, let me get Akron. I had a guy by the name of Enrique Freeman. That's it.
Oh, yeah, he's in the NBA right now.
Yep, yes, he is.
Yeah, he's playing for the Pacers, Indiana Pacers.
Correct.
Yep. He got drafted by
All right,
by
moving
him,
down so. The line here.
All right, so we got Arizona's the pick. All right,
we've got
BYU,
we got BYU versus VCU. Yep,
okay.
Who do you take?
I picked VCU.
Okay, I picked BYU. All right.
Oh, here we go, another dispute.
All right, so for BYU, the players we've got, Danny Ainge, Jimmy Fredette, Sean Bradley, and Greg Kite. And the player I picked was Danny Ainge.
Okay, good pick.
And for VCU, we've got Eric Maynor, Larry Sanders, Troy Daniels, and Reese Beekman. And I went with Eric Maynor.
Yeah, BYU wins, man. Put him in.
All right, BYU.
Yep.
All right, next, Wisconsin versus Montana. Who'd you pick?
Wisconsin.
I took Wisconsin as well.
Okay.
Let's see who I got here for players coming down the road. We've got Michael Finley.
Michael Finley.
Devin Harris.
Yep.
Frank the Tank, Frank Kaminsky.
Yep.
And Sam Decker. And I went with Michael Finley.
Yep. Good call. Okay. Yep. Montana probably has nobody.
Close. Oh, actually, Montana had Michael Ray Richardson, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah. M.R. Yes. Richardson. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Larry Krystowiak. Do you remember Larry Krystowiak?
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yes. Both of them went to Montana. So Montana products.
Okay.
Interesting. All right. Well, just for those, Michael Ray Richardson was a pretty sweet player.
He was. Yeah. So, okay, but we don't have to worry about Montana anymore. But we have Wisconsin. You picked, I forgot who the player you picked, but anyway.
Who did I pick for Wisconsin now? See, now you got me.
Jacked.
Michael Finley.
Michael Finley. All right. Yep. So now
we
got
next
two.
Next, we've got number 7-seeded St. Mary's against number 10-seeded Vanderbilt.
Yep.
Who did you go with?
I went St. Mary's.
I also went St. Mary's.
Okay.
A little local here. Let's see. For St. Mary's, we've got Patty Mills.
Yep.
Matthew Dellavedova. Tom Mascheri, who played for the Warriors, a big name here. Brian Shaw. And for those who may not remember, Omar Samham.
Wait, Brian Shaw is UC Santa Barbara, man.
Did you sure he wasn't a transfer? Because I got him here at St. Mary's.
He might have been a transfer from St. Mary's to UC Santa Barbara, but he's definitely a gaucho. Brian Shaw is definitely a gaucho.
Okay, well, here this list I'm pretty certain of.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So he must have spent, and I went with Patty Mills.
Okay, good call. Yeah, that's a good pick, man. That's a good pick.
All right. And then last here, we have Alabama versus Robert Morris.
Wait, real quick. Who did you have for Vanderbilt other players?
Oh, sorry. You're right. For Vanderbilt, 10. We had Will Perdue.
Yep.
Festus Ezeli. And Clyde Lee. And I went with Clyde Lee.
Okay. Good call. All right. Now we got Alabama and Robert Morris.
And who'd you take?
Alabama.
Of course. That's who I took as well.
Okay.
So for Alabama, quite a list here as well. Robert Horry. Colin Sexton, Latrell Sprewell, Antonio McDice, Herbert Jones, Gerald Wallace, Mo Williams, Derek McKee, and Jamichael Green. And I went with Robert Horry.
Okay, you got Big Shot Bob. You got to do it, man.
Yep, got to do it. And then for Robert Morris, I don't even know if I found anybody. A guy by the name of Lucky Jones.
Yeah, moving on. Houston's in.
All right, Big Ed, your turn.
All right. Or not Houston. Sorry, I picked the wrong guy. It was Alabama's in. All right, same color. All right, so the next one is Midwest. This is the last bracket, and the next rounds are going to go by a lot quicker because we already have the players identified if we need to. All right.
Yep.
So the next one is Houston versus SIUE. All right. So that is I don't know what SIU Edwards. Okay, that's who it is. But anyway, for the candidates from Houston, we have Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. We have Clyde Drexler, we have Elvin Hayes, and then we have Quentin Grimes, who's actually becoming a pretty good player in the NBA right now. So, for those
who haven't watched, Clyde Drexler, we voted the best one-on-one player in the NBA.
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon, sorry. I meant Olajuwon, sorry.
Yes.
I meant Olajuwon.
Olajuwon, the best all-time one-on-one player. Yeah.
So pretty much that means that no matter who Houston goes up against, that the player's going to win.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right, man. So I picked Houston. Who did you pick?
I took Houston as well.
Okay. Next one. We have Gonzaga versus Georgia. Who did you pick?
I took Gonzaga.
I think I took Georgia. Let me see. Let me just double check that. Gonzaga. I took Georgia.
Okay, so we got a conflict here.
We got a conflict here, man. All right. So
we got Suggs versus who?
So I have so we have Gonzaga, we have John Stockton.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Domantas Sabonis, Kelly Olynyk, Rui Hachimura, Chet Holmgren, Andrew Nembhard, Zach Collins, Corey Kispert, Ronnie Turiaf, remember him?
Yes.
And Adam
played
Morrison.
For the Warriors for a minute.
He played for the Warriors, and Adam Morrison was the last guy. And the guy that I picked, and he's
Mr. Didn't Gonzaga. Suggs go to Gonzaga?
Who?
Suggs?
Suggs? I don't think so. What's his name? What's his first name?
What is it? Jalen Suggs? Jared Suggs?
Oh, yeah. Jalen Suggs. Yes, Jalen he played Suggs. For Gonzaga. I forgot about him. I didn't put him in there. But yes, Jalen Suggs is from Gonzaga. But I picked John Stockton as the guy to represent.
Yeah, that's the right pick. Yep.
All right. Then for Georgia, I have Anthony Edwards.
Oh, boy.
Dominique Wilkins, Nick Claxton, Contavious Caldwell-Pope, Willie Anderson, and Walt Frazier.
Oh, boy. So who'd you pick as your player?
Oh, man. Okay, this one was hard because it's between two Hall of Famers. It was between Walt Frazier and Dominique Wilkins. And I went with Dominique Wilkins just because I think he's a better one-on-one player because I needed it.
And you're going to need it.
And that's how I'm going to need it. So I put Dominique Wilkins as my choice.
Yeah, right? I think Dominique's beat Stockton.
Yeah. In a one-on-one, yes. But as far as the overall better player, who's the better player?
Stockton.
Yeah, and I think that should be the – we shouldn't do one-on-one. We should just do better ranked player.
Yeah, no, then Stockton's the better player.
So Gonzaga's is moving on.
All right, Gonzaga. Got it.
All right. So now we got Clemson versus McNeese. All right. Who did you pick?
I took Clemson.
I did too. So we have no disputes. All right. So now we got for Clemson, Eldon Campbell, Horace Grant, Tre Rollins, Mitchell Wiggins, the father of Andrew Wiggins.
Yes, the one he just recently passed away.
Recently passed, rest in peace. Yes, and then Larry Nance and Dale Davis. Okay. And the guy that I picked was Larry Nance.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then as far as McNeese, there's only one guy, Joe Dumars.
Oh, that's a good guy.
That's a good guy, right?
That's a good guy to have.
So we don't have to worry about it because we both put Clemson, right? So we have Larry Nance is going to be the representative for Clemson.
Yep.
All right.
Moving
Purdue.
On.
Purdue and High Point. Who did you pick?
I took Purdue.
Same here. All right. So the guys that are the candidates were Glenn Robinson, Jaden Ivey, Joe Barry Carroll, Brian Cardinal. Remember Brian Cardinal? Both of those guys, the custodian, they used to call him.
Yes, the custodian. I remember him.
Carl Landry, Brad Miller, and Zach Edey. Okay, and the guy that I picked was Glenn Robinson.
Good choice.
All right. High Point, nobody. There's nobody in the NBA from High Point. So, moving on. Who's the guy? All right, so now we got Illinois and the Texas Xavier game is going to be determined later, right? But who did you pick out of these two? Did you pick the play-in guy or did you pick Illinois?
I played the play-in guy, actually. I took Texas.
Did you really? Oh,
crap. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
that's that okay if you don't have a name, but.
No, I do. I have names. Oh, I'm going to go over it, right? So here we go. So Illinois, the players are Darren Williams, Ayu Dosunmu, who's currently in the Chicago Bulls, Eddie Johnson, Derek Harper, Nick Anderson, Myers Leonard, Kendall Gill, Marcus Liberty, and D. Brown. Remember D. Brown? He dunked for the, that.
Well, dude, what happened to Myers Leonard? He was in and then he was disappeared.
Injuries, I think he just messed him up, man. He just never really recovered from his injuries. So he's out of the NBA. All right, so the guy that I picked was Darren Williams.
Darren Williams.
Yep. Okay, now for Texas.
He was the one that was once argued that he'd be greater than Stockton out there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
For the Jazz. Yes, he played for the Jazz. And he had 23 or 24 assists in one game. It was crazy. But anyway, so out of Texas, we have Kevin Durant, Miles Turner, Tristan Thompson, Jarrett Allen, Jackson Hayes, LaMarcus Aldridge, G.J. Augustine, and Avery Bradley. And the guy that I picked was Kevin Durant.
Of course. Right? Of course.
Right now we have Xavier. Out of Xavier, in case they win, we have Tyrone Hill, David West, Jordan Crawford, James Posey, and Najee Marshall. And I picked David West. So we have the candidates are Deron Williams, Kevin Durant, and David West. Out of those three, Kevin Durant's the winner.
Of course.
So we have to pick the playing guy.
All right, Texas.
All right, let's do it, yeah, man.
I want to be clear. In that position, I picked Texas twice, right? I did pick Texas to beat Xavier and then Texas to beat Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just letting you know.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect.
Just
perfect.
For honesty.
Yeah. Okay, but yep. It doesn't matter. If we pick the play-in, it's whoever. It's going to be either Xavier or Texas taking out Illinois, right?
Yeah. So, all right. I feel good about Texas. I did a little research. I feel good about them.
All right. So, dude, check this out. This is a list, man. Okay, we have Kentucky and Troy. Who did you pick?
I took Kentucky.
Same here. All right. Now, for Troy, the only player that came out of there is Wesley Person. Okay? He's the only one that in the NBA that came from there. All right. So then Kentucky. This list is huge, dude. We got Anthony Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jamal Murray, Devin Booker, Bam Adebayo, Julius Randle, De'Aaron Fox, P.J. Washington, Tyler Hero, Malik Monk, Tyrese Maxey, Emmanuel Quickley, Rajon Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, Jamal Mashburn, Eric Bledsoe, and Sam Bowie.
And Kalena Azubuike.
And Kalena Azubuike, yeah, our announcer for the Warriors here, a color commentator. But the guy I picked was Anthony Davis.
Yes, that's a all good right. choice.
So Kentucky is represented by Anthony Davis. Okay,
yes.
Then we have two more games to cover, and then we're going
to go to
the next
round. Speaking of long lists.
Yes. Yes, UCLA and Utah State. Okay, who do you got? Who'd you pick?
I took UCLA.
Okay, so I picked UCLA too, so that's our choice. So the list for UCLA, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, Russell Westbrook, Drew Holiday, Norman Powell, Zach LaVine, Jamal Wilkes, Gail Goodrich, Reggie Miller, Kyle Anderson, Don McLean, Marcus Johnson, Matt Barnes, Baron Davis, Kiki Vandeweghe, and Kevin Love. And the guy I picked was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And don't forget Lonzo Ball, Eddie. You forgot Lonzo.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot. And the UCLA will claim LaMelo Ball because he did say he was going to go there but didn't go, right? So, anyway.
They'll only claim him if he succeeds.
Right. If he signs and actually attends a one class, then he can claim him. But he didn't even go to school there. He did commit, but he didn't go. All right.
Yep.
Utah State, we have Nemias Keta, who's currently in the NBA. He plays for the Boston Celtics, has a championship. And then Sam Merrill of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So the guy that I picked was Nemias Keta. But we don't have to worry about it because we both picked UCLA.
Yep.
All right. This is the last one, and then we're going to go on to the next round. The next round is going to be quick because we just wanted to introduce all the candidates, but then we had to pick our player. So who did you pick in this matchup, Tennessee or Wofford?
I took Tennessee.
Same here. All right. So the guys that I picked out of Tennessee, the candidates, Tobias Harris, Grant Williams, Josh Richardson, Keon Johnson, who currently plays in the NBA, Dalton Connect, your boy, Bernard King, Allen Houston, Dale Ellis, and C.J. Watson. And the guy that I picked was Bernard King.
Nice.
All right, and Wofford, nice. Nobody. All right, so now let's go back to the
round.
Now we go back to the West. This is going to be a lot quicker now. So who did you pick between Florida and UConn?
Florida and UConn. I took Florida.
Sorry, take that back. We're going all the way to the top, sorry. Let's go back to Auburn. Auburn and Louisville, who'd you pick?
So I had Auburn and Creighton because that's who I picked earlier. So I took Auburn.
Okay, I took Auburn too, all right?
Okay.
So we're good there. We don't have to worry about it. Okay, now UC San Diego because we both picked them, and then Texas A&M.
Yep, so I had UC San Diego versus Yale. I took UC San Diego.
Okay, I took Texas A&M, and you're going to lose because UC San Diego has nobody in the NBA.
Yep, so then
– Texas A&M is going to be our pick here.
Okay, moving down.
Okay, we got Ole Miss, Iowa State.
I took Iowa State.
I did too.
All right.
We're moving on. Okay, Marquette, Michigan State.
Okay, so I had Marquette and Michigan State. I had New Mexico and Michigan State, but I took Michigan State.
Okay, I did too. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on down to the West.
Okay.
Florida.
I had Florida beating UConn.
Yep, I did too. So I have Florida as well. Yeah, that's our choice. So all Colorado right. State, Maryland.
Okay, that's right. Colorado State. Hold on. No, Memphis, right?
Memphis, you Maryland. Memphis. Oh, yeah. My bracket's Colorado State.
Yeah. Memphis, Maryland. I took Maryland.
Okay, so you go ahead and read off from your list, right?
Yep. So that's five versus four, Memphis versus Maryland. Who did you take, Eddie?
Memphis? Wait, where are we at, man?
We're in the
Five. So I took Maryland. Maryland.
Okay, me too. I took Maryland as well.
Okay.
So we're good. The next one, game we have on our collective list was Missouri versus Texas Tech.
Correct. You're right. Yep.
Who did you pick?
I took Missouri.
Okay, I took Texas Tech.
Okay, now I think Missouri has the better player.
Let's see. This is my list, right? So
this one is your list.
Yeah, Missouri, Anthony Peeler.
Yep.
And Texas Tech is, hold on, Tony Batey. Tony Batey. Exactly. Yep, so Missouri.
Missouri's our choice. All right.
All right, Missouri's our choice. Then we had Kansas and St. John's.
I took St. John's.
I took St. John's as well.
Okay, we're good there. Now we go all the way back to the East.
Yep, all the way back to the East. Duke Baylor.
I have Duke.
Yep. Let me just line up here. All this balancing act. All right, next. Oregon, Arizona is who we had collectively.
Okay, and I had Oregon.
You have Oregon. I had Arizona.
Okay, so who was the players? Who are the players that we have to worry
Oregon,
about
Oregon, so it would be Sean Elliott against Peyton Pritchard.
Oh, Sean Elliott, done. Arizona.
All right, Arizona. All right, here we go. BYU, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Me too.
Okay, don't have to worry about that. Okay.
St. Mary's, Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama, me too.
Okay.
Okay, moving down to the Midwest, Houston, Gonzaga.
I have Houston.
Houston. Clemson, Purdue.
Clemson.
Me too.
Okay, we're good.
All right, then here's where it gets a little you're gonna laugh at me. They're about to go away. Texas versus Kentucky.
I had Illinois in this case, so I had Kentucky losing.
Okay, so I guess what do we do here? Because I had Texas. Then so who Texas, did you have for because, Kentucky as the best player?
No, I had for Kentucky it was yours. Midwest. Yeah, Kentucky's mine.
But
I had Anthony Davis. I had Anthony Davis
this.
For
let's
Kentucky.
Let's do this. Who would you pick here then?
Okay. Anthony Davis. Okay, so if it was Kentucky versus Texas, I would probably pick Kentucky.
Okay. I took Texas yet again.
Okay. So then we're good. Then we have to do a dispute. So,
correct.
So I have Anthony Davis and you have – and it's Kevin Durant.
Yes.
So Anthony Davis versus Kevin Durant.
Yes.
All right. Who's the better overall player? I would say better overall player impact to the NBA is probably Kevin Durant.
I agree. So.
All right.
We got an 11 seed going down the road.
Oh, crap. All right. Already. All right. So now we got Tennessee.
UCLA. Well,
you read it off because you have it.
Yeah, UCLA, Tennessee. I have Tennessee as well.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're going back up. So we're going back through up. These quick now, man. All right. Okay. So now we
hold on. We had I missed this click. We had Auburn over Louisville, correct?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. So then the next matchup, Auburn versus Texas A&M.
I have Auburn.
Let me see what I got. I have Auburn as well. So we're good there.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have Iowa State versus Michigan State.
I have Iowa State.
I have Michigan State.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
This is my bracket, right? This is Michigan State.
No. This is you. Yes.
So let's see. I have Magic Johnson versus Tyrese Halliburton. Magic Johnson. Done.
Woo-hoo.
Done.
All right.
Michigan State.
Here we go.
All right.
Moving down the line. All right. We've got Florida versus Maryland.
Florida.
I have Florida as well. So we're good there.
We're good there.
Then we have on our list, we have Missouri versus St. John's.
I had St. John's picked.
Okay. I had – hold on. Let me take a look here. I'm trying to make sure I follow this. Yes. Crap. Okay. I had Texas Tech going. They're not even in this list now.
Yep.
So what do we do here?
So it's the same thing like we did for Texas. And
all right, so let's just since I don't have St. John's, let's compare Chris Mullin for St. John's versus number 6 Missouri, which is Anthony Peeler.
Peeler.
So yep.
You're going to go with your homework, bro. You're going to go Chris Mullin.
Yeah, of course. St. John's. All
right. St. Yep. John's.
All right. Now we got to go up the list again here.
Yeah, so it's Duke, Oregon. Or
Duke Arizona. Arizona is what, Duke, Arizona. What our list is saying. Duke, Arizona.
I have Duke.
I have Duke as well. Done.
Okay.
Then we have, hold on, Duke, Arizona. Then we have Wisconsin, Alabama.
I have Alabama.
I have Alabama as well. Okay.
Okay.
Then we've got Houston, Clemson.
Houston.
Correct. I have Houston as well.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have Texas Xavier or Texas versus Tennessee.
I pick Tennessee.
Yes, I also pick Tennessee.
Okay.
The end of the road for my Cinderella team.
For Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's he's done. All right.
No, that's the other Texas. Oh. Right? Oh, no, that's the one. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Kevin Durant. All right, so now we're down to the final four. So we have Auburn and Iowa State, I think. Auburn and Iowa State is the
first. No, Auburn and Michigan State.
Oh, Auburn and Michigan State. Okay.
Correct.
I took Iowa State in this case.
Okay, I took Michigan State.
Oh, okay, so then it's Michigan State versus Auburn then. Or either one, because Michigan State's the guy that we picked on our.
Yep, so Michigan State is Magic Johnson. Who do you have for Auburn? Charles Barkley, right?
Yes.
All right, who do we pick here?
The better player is Magic Johnson, man.
Yeah, the better NBA player is Magic Johnson. You're right. Okay. Yep. All right. And then I don't have to scroll. We'll jump over to the.
The next one. Okay.
So Duke, Alabama is what we have.
I have Duke.
I have Duke as well.
Okay.
Okay. And then the next matchup is Florida, St. John's.
I have Florida.
Let's see. Make sure I'm matching up. Yeah, I'm all screwy now because I had Maryland and Texas Tech. So we'll go with you. I mean, who do we have as Florida as the best player?
From Florida, it was that's your bracket. Me.
I had Al Horford.
Al Horford.
Al Horford versus Chris Mullin.
Yeah, you're gonna go with who's the better player?
Shit. I mean, Chris Mullin's a Hall of Famer.
Right. I think Al Horford will be too, honestly.
Huh?
I think Al Horford will be, but he'll be like he'll be barely getting in, dude.
All right, so we're going to go St. John's here.
Yep, St. John's.
And then Houston versus Tennessee is our other one.
I have Houston.
I have Tennessee.
Oh, okay. So Houston is Olajuwon. Winner.
Okay, Houston won.
Houston wins, dude. Winner.
Well, tell me, who's Tennessee? Who do you got, just so I can hear it?
So Tennessee was Bernard King.
Yeah, Olajuwon.
Yep.
All right. Now we're down to our final four.
Okay.
Michigan State versus St. John's.
Oh, man. I took Florida in this case.
Yep. I took Michigan State because I have them up to this point, and I took them again.
So we have to do Michigan State then.
Okay.
So Michigan State.
Because it's also Magic Johnson versus Chris Mullin, and he wins that one as well.
Correct. Okay.
And then we have Duke versus Houston.
I have Duke.
I have Duke.
Okay, so now we have Duke.
So what's funny is the final is just like how I predicted.
Duke versus Michigan State.
I did.
Jeez, good call. Wow, I had Duke versus Florida.
Yep. And so, so who'd you pick for your champion?
Duke.
Me too. I took Duke as well.
Dude, there you have it, dude. And check it out. We did it in an hour. Holy Moses. We did it.
I don't believe that, but we did.
We did it, man. Dude. All right, man. So there you have it. So hopefully you appreciated this process because, you know, we actually did a lot of research to figure out all the different players from all these different schools. And we wanted to go ahead and use this kind of process to figure out who we wanted to pick. And, you know, a lot of these guys I probably would have picked differently if we had not done this kind of little wrinkle.
Not right? Me too.
I would have picked someone completely different, but we're following the process. We decided to go ahead and have this player from that school determine who we want to pick for the shared bracket that we have between us. So that was a fun process, though, bro.
Yeah, I think that was a fun idea that you had, Eddie. That's a good.
That was interesting. And, you know, and we don't have enough time to do a full one-on-one you know, a bracket. I mean, we kind of did it already, but we, you know, Olajuwon's, if Jordan was in the tournament and then against Olajuwon, we already did that, right? You already know who won that.
But that was the one-on-one. In terms of impact to the league, I would argue Jordan obviously has a
big impact. Yeah, I agree. The overall better player. Yeah.
Jordan would have won that.
He would have won that. Yeah. If you look at overall impact, yeah, you're right. But anyway, so this is our show for this week. We just wanted to go ahead and just focus on the NCAA tournament because that's what's dominating, you know, all of the press and the news today because it's starting tomorrow. And by the way, you're, bro, all the lights went out in your house, dude. Like you're like hella dark there, bro. The lights go out.
So with the daylight savings time switching, I forgot to turn on because I usually turn on the front lights so I can get and I'm in the dark.
Anyway.
I'm in the dark.
Well, anyway, so this is our 41st episode of Buzzer Beaters. We're here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. We like to hear from you. We didn't get any inputs this week, but hopefully you can go ahead and fill out your brackets, and maybe we help you out and make some decisions for your brackets for tomorrow because it starts bright and early tomorrow. I'm actually heading out to Reno right now. As soon as I pack up here, I'm off, man. So
nice.
I'm going to drive up there for a nice three-hour drive up there. And then, but anyway, we'll be back here next week. We'll discuss, you know, the process of how our brackets are doing. And then we'll talk about NBA back again next week because that's what we, that's our essentially our specialty. But anyway, this is episode 41.
Well, it'd also be cool to compare how we did.
Yeah, for sure. You mean between our brackets and then the shared one, right? Yeah. Yeah, and I did send you an invite to my bracket pool, so hopefully you can do it if you want to do it.
But I'll jump on that.
So anyway, this is the Buzzer Beaters episode 41. You can find us at gremlingsmedia.com. You can also find us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, X, Facebook, you name it. You pretty much any podcast outlet you can think of, you can go ahead and find us. Just call out Buzzer Beaters, Gremlings Media, and if you like our show, please give us a thumbs up. This is Eddie Aparicio. This is Anthony Tuan Corral. We're also known as the Cisco Kids. And we're going to go ahead and sign off and have a good rest of the week.